Marecki's proposed course was withdrawn, but he subsequently claimed to have suffered a pre-dawn beating on a deserted country road by two men who, he said, made references to the Ideas Mythology course. Skeptics question Marecki's story, which is still under investigation by the county sheriff, but if it's true, his assailants deserve to be prosecuted. Yet even if Marecki's as-yet-unsubstantiated assault story turns out to be true, it is not an example of Lysenkoism. What made Lysenkoism so destructive was its backing by the coercive power of the government. There has been no allegation, much less evidence, that Marecki's beating was instigated or condoned by the government. Actually, there are lots of examples of government-backed denunciation and dismissal in the present controversy, but all of them involve Darwinists persecuting their critics. What follows is just a small sample. Are those English hooligans? No, they're Darwinists. The only appropriate response should involve some form of righteous fury, much butt-kicking, and the public firing of some teachers, many school board members, and vast numbers of sleazy far-right politicians. It's time for scientists to break out the steel-toed boots and brass knuckles and get out there and hammer on the lunatics and idiots. University of Minnesota Professor Paul Z. Myers. Will the real Lysenkoists please stand up? Brian R. Leiter is a philosopher and lawyer who teaches in the School of Law at the University of Texas, Austin, a public institution. Leiter is also an outspoken Darwinist and atheist. In 2003, Baylor University legal scholar Francis J. Beckwith published a book arguing that the U.S. Constitution does not bar intelligent design from public school classrooms. In 2004, Harvard Law School student Lawrence Van Dyke published a favorable review of Beckwith's book in the Harvard Law Review, and Leiter accused him of scholarly fraud, largely because, according to Leiter, the student ignored the massing evidence that established evolution's truth beyond a reasonable doubt. Leiter didn't stop with denunciation. He went on to warn Van Dyke against entering law teaching. Beckwith was later quoted in National Review as saying, "Leiter's apparent intention to employ his own celebrity and academic stature to crush a young man's spirit and his future job prospects in the legal academy, and to do so by means of blacklisting and mean-spirited McCarthy-esque intimidation tactics, is absolutely unjustified." Leiter may or may not destroy Van Dyke's career, but some Darwinist professors at Ohio State University, OSU, a public institution, are now trying to destroy another student's career by preventing him from getting his doctorate. Brian Leonard is a high school science teacher who for the past few years has been working on a PhD in science education. His dissertation research focused on these questions. When students are taught the scientific data both supporting and challenging macroevolution, do they maintain or change their beliefs over time?